What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, let's take this morning's look, shall we? Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Following an appeal filed by the banana industry and related companies workers union, this is Citraibana, seeking to overturn the court ruling that declared the strike that began on the 28th of April in Bocas del Toro illegal. The case now enters a new procedural phase. The file will be forwarded to the Superior Labour Court, the body responsible for evaluating the admissibility of the appeal. Once received, the court will enter into permanent session. This is to analyse the arguments in a procedure that, according to judicial sources, is usually resolved within no more than 48 hours. Although the timing depends on when the file is transferred, everything indicates that the hearing could be held this week, according to sources that have been consulted. The second instance ruling will be key in defining the outcome of the labour dispute affecting dozens of banana workers in the region and which has generated tensions between the union, the company and the authorities. In fact, the Chiquita Panama Company has initiated a labour liquidation process affecting approximately 5,000 workers. The process is in response to the termination of employment contracts after the court declared the banana sector strike illegal. Meanwhile, Citraibana maintains the stance, arguing that the strike is a response to unmet demands related to working conditions and acquiring rights. On May the 21st, Citraibana appealed the decision declaring the union strike, which has been ongoing now since the 28th of April in Bocas del Toro, illegal. Sources confirmed to La Prensa that the union filed an appeal after the 5th Section Labour Court of Changuinola, Bocas del Toro, declared the strike illegal on Friday, the 16th of May. Banana workers, along with teachers and construction workers, continue to protest in Bocas del Toro, and at least 20 roads have been blocked in Changuinola, surrounding towns such as Almirante and Rambala. The workers are protesting their dissatisfaction with Law 45, which regulates the sector's pension system, and Law 462, which reforms the structure of the Social Security Fund. Chiquita Panama announced on Monday that it will suspend its planting, packing, banana export and administrative operations in Bocas del Toro until further notice. The company attributes the decision to what it describes as unjustified stoppage and the total abandonment of the farm since April the 28th, when a strike began that has affected production in the region. According to the company, the situation constitutes a force majeure event beyond its control. Chiquita reports losses exceeding $75 million due to the interruption of its production activities. They also warned of the economic impact that this represents for hundreds of families, local businesses and other stakeholders in the value chain who depend on the stability of the banana industry in the area. The Minister of Labour and Workforce Development, Jacqueline Muñoz, confirmed that the executive branch will present this week to the National Assembly the update to Law 45, which regulates pensions and retirement benefits for banana workers. Yes, it's a commitment from the President, José Ramalino. He gave his word, and that's beyond question, the minister said, reiterating that although some sectors have not complied with the agreements, the government remains committed to the sector's workers. Asked about how this initiative would be included during extraordinary sessions of the Assembly, Muñoz explained that the executive branch will include it as an additional item on the legislative agenda. The minister also expressed desire for workers to know the truth about everything that happened at the meeting, asserting that the union leadership rejected several viable offers, which has resulted in job losses. Regarding the possibility of an agreement with Chiquita Panama, the minister stated that the government will seek to maintain dialogue to prevent the company from withdrawing from the country and at the same time explore the gradual hiring of new Panamanian personnel. Muñoz announced that a government commission composed of the ministers of Commerce, Agricultural Development, Tourism and Health will soon travel to Bocas del Toro on Tuesday The Cabinet Council will define the roadmap for this institutional mission, which seeks to promote an economic rescue plan for the province now hit hard by the labour conflict and structural deficiencies in services such as health. The company warned that the work stoppage on the farms has generated economic losses exceeding $75 million, in addition to causing what it describes as irreversible damage to national banana production. Adding to this crisis is the complete suspension of shipments from the port of Almirante before the strike. Two ships a week departed for Europe with around 400 containers each. After 4 weeks of inactivity, the total number of bananas has risen to approximately 1,600 containers that have not left the country. The situation in Bocas del Toro is critical, and the damage is irreversible, warned Aris Pimentel, president of the Provincial Chamber of Commerce, on Monday, as he presented an assessment of the 4 weeks of labour protests that have severely affected the region of the country. Pimentel reported that more than 7,000 people have lost their jobs and that tourism has completely disappeared. Recovery will be very slow, even if an immediate solution is found, he warned. On Thursday, the 22nd of May, Chiquita Panama and Lara Holdings announced the termination of all temporary workers on their banana farms in Changuinola due to unjustified abandonment of work since the 28th of April. Pimentel emphasized that the impact not only affects workers but the entire population, which is experiencing the direct consequences of the conflict. In addition to caring for workers, the government must pay attention to the community, which is the one that suffers the most, he told La Prensa. The business leader estimated that the province is losing $1.5 million daily as a result of the ongoing blockades. For her part, the Minister of Labour and Workforce Development, Jacqueline Munoz, confirmed that the executive branch will present that proposal to the National Assembly this week to update Law 45, regulating pensions and retirement benefits for banana workers. It was also announced that a government commission made up of the Ministers of Commerce, Agricultural Development, Tourism and Health will soon travel to Bocas del Toro. The roadmap for this interinstitutional mission will be defined at Tuesday's cabinet meeting. Genaro Lopez, former General Secretary of the Single Union of Construction and Similar Workers, Suntrax, was transferred to La Nueva Joya Penitentiary, the largest prison in the country. This was after spending several days detained at the facilities of the Judicial Investigation Directorate, the DIJ. Police sources confirmed that Lopez was taken to the prison where his union colleague, Jaime Caballero, is also being held, facing investigation for alleged money laundering. Last Saturday, the 24th of May, during a hearing, Judge Francisco Carpintero ordered the provisional detention of Lopez, who is charged with aggravated fraud, money laundering, criminal conspiracy, and document forgery. The measure was adopted at the request of prosecutor Isis Soto, who argued that there was a risk of flight, the possibility of evidence being destroyed, and the defendant's ability to influence witnesses in the case. The Comptroller General's Office filed a criminal complaint with the Public Prosecutor's Office for alleged crimes against public administration to the detriment of the National Assembly. This was after detecting the payment of salaries to officials who allegedly failed to comply with their work schedules, i.e. what we know as bottles. Quote, these officials who have failed to perform their duties, public service operations, and have not been paid their salaries are violating the prohibition contained in Article 145, Section 19 of Law 9 of June the 20th of 1994, by stating that no public servant may collect a salary without completing their work day, except for the exceptions provided for in this law, unquote. This is from the criminal complaint filed on the 21st of May. The legal action signed by Attorney Irving Alvarez on behalf of the Comptroller's Office will be the first complaint filed by the Comptroller, Anil Flores, within the framework of the audits his office conducts in the Assembly. The investigation covers the use of public funds intended for salaries and special services and targets. Now, quote again, the National Assembly employees who were not at their posts in accordance with the verification of positions, attendance control and payments carried out by the Comptroller General of the Republic in the exercise of its constitutional and legal functions, unquote. The case of 180 officials is mentioned among 104 who would be bottlers. Now, according to the lawsuit, this practice violates provisions of the Administrative Code and Law 9 of 1994, which expressly prohibits collecting wages without complying with the work schedule. Consequently, the document warns that from a criminal perspective, the acts could constitute the crime of corruption of public servants contemplated in Article 349 of the Penal Code, which punishes those who collect wages from the state without providing any service with fines or community service. The Ministry of Education, Meduca, their call to resume in-person classes yesterday, Monday, was largely ignored by teachers who have been on an indefinite strike since April the 23rd. This situation highlights a persistent crisis in the Panamanian education system, marked by a lack of consensus between authorities and teachers' unions. Aldo Bazan, a representative of parents in the Panama Centro area, confirmed the outlook for schools remains uncertain. Some teachers have returned to their jobs, but many others remain on strike, he said. Bazan emphasized that the problem won't be solved simply with calls from the ministry. We need to sit down, talk, negotiate, and find a concrete solution so that students don't continue to miss valuable days at school, he said. For her part, Education Minister Lucy Molinar stated during an interview with Telemetro Reporter's morning news program that several schools have resumed classes. Why should there be retaliation? Well, what the country needs is for the children to be in the classroom. The cost and damage of their strikes are irreparable, she stated. And on that, there's our look for this morning. That is some of the local news compiled for you for today's programme.